Some of the same issues that are roiling the Middle East have figured into the discord between delegates preparing for this month's World Conference Against Racism in Durban, South Africa. The conference doesn't have an agenda yet. Talks in Geneva have failed to make consensus on a range of delicate matters, including Zionism and anti-Semitism. As NPR's Julie McCarthy reports, the strain of the two-week negotiations has been evident.
The Durban Declaration is a potential political landmine. Does India's caste system discriminate on the basis of descent? Are the rights of indigenous people being trammeled in Hawaii? Should gays be recognized as victims at this conference on intolerance? Confusion reigned in the final hours of the meeting, made worse by a revolt by the UN technical staff, partly because they could no longer follow the proceedings, and partly because of an overdue lunch.
We have no interpreter, so...
Resume at three.
No, we have no interpreter. It is not possible to go on, so... Well, I can't even take a point of order because there are no interpreters.
We resume at three. Thank you.
It was an inelegant ending to the preparatory meeting, meant to set the stage for an ambitious gathering in Durban, South Africa, on the causes of racism, past and present. But the fate of the Durban conference hangs in the balance over a question that the U.S. believes is only indirectly related. The Middle East. Attempts to smooth over the diamond-hard edge of the Israeli-Palestinian disagreement were mostly conducted behind closed doors, but public antagonism worsened as the days wore on. There was this exchange over whether the word anti-Semitism should be added to the text of the declaration alongside the title of the conference against racism. The delegate of Iran speaks first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very briefly, we think that this addition of anti-Semitism is an artificial patching to this paragraph, and we do not see any sort of justification or improvement by adding some new terminology in this paragraph. Thank you.
I now give the floor to the distinguished representative of Israel.
Mr. Chairman, the phenomenon of anti-Semitism is both an historic and contemporary expression of racism. It is not artificial, as a delegate said here. Thank you.
Arab states proposed language saying that both Jews and Arabs are victimized by anti-Semitism because both are Semites. It was an odious idea to the spokesman for the U.S. delegation.
There is one kind of anti-Semitism. It is prejudice and action against the Jews, and we cannot accept any such reference to two kinds of anti-Semitism. Yes, there is action against Muslims. We acknowledge that, but we cannot possibly accept that there be two kinds of anti-Semitism.
The Geneva talks have ended, but diplomats will continue trying to finesse their way around the vitriol against Israel over the treatment of Palestinians in the occupied territories. The United States says no decision has been made on its participation in the Durban conference. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Geneva.